Psalm 5 is a morning prayer, which is interesting because mornings were very important to the three major religions of the Near East. Beginning the day with prayer, first thing, prayer, worship, meditation, calling on God, all of this was important to those who were truly devout. As a result, St. Benedict's rule has the Benedictine monks sing this psalm early in the morning, during Lauds, the daily worship service at sunrise. Psalm 5 is also a lament. Since the psalmist believes his prayers are heard, he calls upon God, verse 1, to ponder his prayer, his words, consider my meditation or my ponderings. Verse 3, the poet is praying to God early in the morning, for that was when people expected to receive help from Yahweh. It was a new day. There was therefore new hope. In verses 4 to 6, the poet confirms that God does not allow the wicked even to stand in his presence. Instead, Yahweh will eventually destroy all liars and reject those who deceive people and do everything imaginable in order to take advantage of them. In verse 7, the psalmist acknowledges that it is God's great mercy which grants him access to God and enables him to worship God truly in God's temple. In verse 8, the poet asks for God's guidance, using words we heard several weeks ago set to music by Wesley. Lead me, Lord, lead me in thy righteousness. Make thy way plain before my face. The poet seeks clear leading from God because he does not want to be tricked and led astray by deceitful enemies of God. Verse 10 describes those enemies of God quite vividly, using words which are quoted centuries later by Paul in Romans 3. Their throat is an open sepulchre, meaning their very words lead to death. They flatter with their tongue, and of course flattery can sometimes be a very effective form of lying. Verses 11 and 12 contrast the wicked, destroy them, give them a dose of their own medicine, with all those who trust in God. For God blesses the righteous and defends them with a shield. It's amazing how much the poet is able to say in so few words. We hear the psalm setting, composed by the organist Edward Barstow, as sung by the choir of York Minster, Philip Moore directing, and John Scott Quitely playing the organ.